Imagine being forced to spend 10 days in a Hawaiian paradise with the one person you can't stand. Now add the complication of pretending to be madly in love with them. This is the predicament Olive Torres finds herself in, a woman who considers herself cosmically unlucky in every aspect of life. Unlike her twin sister Ami, who wins everything from radio contests to her entire wedding through sweepstakes, Olive stumbles from one mishap to another. Recently laid off and squeezed into a horrifically bright green bridesmaid's dress, Olive's luck seems to hit rock bottom when she's forced to interact with Ethan Thomas, her nemesis and the groom's brother. Their mutual dislike began 3 years ago at the Minnesota State Fair when she caught him watching her eat cheese curds with what she interpreted as pure disgust. Since then, they've maintained a carefully cultivated antagonism. He deliberately calls her Olivia, despite countless corrections, while she points out his apparent inability to loosen up at family gatherings. When an elaborate seafood buffet at Ami's wedding results in mass food poisoning for everyone except Olive, shellfish allergy, and Ethan, suspicious of buffet fish, they face an unexpected dilemma. Ami insists that her sister take the non-refundable honeymoon to Maui with Ethan. The catch? The entire vacation package is booked under Mr. and Mrs. Thomas, forcing these sworn enemies to pose as newlyweds. Their plan to maintain minimal contact while essentially taking separate vacations quickly unravels when Olive runs into her new boss at the resort spa. Suddenly, they're dining together with her boss and his wife, with Ethan surprisingly good at playing the adoring husband. Just when they think they've survived their charade, they encounter Ethan's ex-girlfriend Sophie and her fiancé, trapping them in a double deception that forces them to rely on each other in increasingly intimate ways. As their vacation progresses, Olive and Ethan find themselves gravitating toward each other with increasing frequency. A snorkeling excursion becomes a turning point when they experience a moment of pure connection, swimming hand in hand underwater, pointing out vibrant fish and sea turtles in peaceful silence. When Ethan succumbs to seasickness on the return journey, Olive finds herself instinctively comforting him, letting him rest his head in her lap. Their resort activities evolve from obligatory appearances to eagerly anticipated adventures. From paintball matches against trash-talking teenagers to couples massages that lead to deep conversations. The evolution happens through small, meaningful moments. Ethan begins sharing bites from Olive's plate despite his germophobic tendencies. They finish each other's sentences. Their bodies unconsciously mirror each other's movements. The facade truly cracks during a quiet evening walk when Ethan reveals the truth about Sophie, who left him after he proposed, explaining his guarded nature and cynicism about relationships. The turning point comes when Olive confronts their mutual attraction in their hotel room, the Hawaiian night air thick with unspoken tension. She argues that their ability to be honest with each other, even in conflict, represents something valuable. Their first kiss ignites like a match to gasoline, releasing years of pent-up tension. What follows is a passionate night that transforms their dynamic completely, their previous hostility dissolving into intimate vulnerability. The morning brings a different kind of intimacy, playful banter over room service, and gentle touches that feel both novel and somehow familiar. Their exploration takes them to Halakala for sunrise, where Ethan casually refers to Olive as his girlfriend when asking another tourist to take their photo, a quiet but significant milestone. Their vacation romance strikes a delicate balance between fantasy and reality, magical enough to feel special, yet grounded in genuine connection as they share midnight swims, argue about the proper way to eat pineapple, and navigate their first minor disagreements with growing maturity. The return to Minnesota shatters their idyllic Hawaiian bubble. Their daily routine unfolds with surprising naturalness. Ethan appears each evening with Chinese takeout, always remembering her preference for extra fortune cookies. He discovers her quirks with delighted fascination, her stubborn refusal to wake up before hitting snooze exactly 4 times, her attachment to a specific spoon that's strictly off limits for coffee duty, and her large Mediterranean family's tendency to drop by unannounced with enough food to feed an army. Despite the relationship's infancy, it carries the comfortable weight of years. The illusion of perfection shatters when Hamilton Biosciences terminates Olive's position, citing her deception about her marital status. But the real devastation comes later at O'Leary's bar when Dane, her brother-in-law, makes an inappropriate proposition. When Olive confides in Ethan, his reaction cuts deeper than the incident itself. He dismisses her concerns, suggesting her interpretation stems from bitterness over losing her job. Despite confessing he's crazy about her, Ethan ultimately chooses loyalty to his brother over trust in her, ending their relationship in a painful confrontation. 2 weeks after their breakup, Olive learns that Ami has been asking about Trinity, the woman with the mango butt tattoo Ethan mentioned during their argument. Dane's facade finally crumbles when Ami discovers texts revealing his multiple relationships. In a masterful confrontation, Ami invites Cassie and Trinity to their house without Dane's knowledge. When they arrive, each believing they're meeting their boyfriend, the truth explodes spectacularly. Ethan, whom Ami asked to witness this revelation, watches stunned as the reality he denied unfolds before him. The Torres family rallies around Ami, methodically erasing Dane from her life. Meanwhile, Ethan campaigns to win back Olive's trust, but she keeps her distance, hurt by having her integrity questioned. The turning point comes when Ethan stages an elaborate public apology at Camellia during peak dinner service, wearing a garish Hawaiian shirt and a green tank top made from pieces of the bridesmaid dress. His declaration includes not just an apology, but a promise to always trust Olive's judgment going forward. 2 years later, Ethan, Olive, Ami, and Ami's new boyfriend Lucas vacation in Maui. Olive now works as a community education coordinator at a nonprofit health advocacy center. During a sunset beach moment, Ethan plans to propose, but Olive accidentally ruins it by joking about cliché beach proposals. Later, as they relax together, Olive mentions an ugly dress she saw, subtly indicating her openness to marriage. When Ethan reveals he has a ring, she's moved to tears despite her previous denials. They share a perfect, slightly fumbling proposal, with Ethan asking, "Will you marry me, Oscar Olivia Torres?" and Olive tearfully accepting. Their story transforms both characters profoundly. Olive no longer sees herself as unlucky, but as someone shaping her own destiny. Ethan has learned to trust again after past betrayal. Their journey shows that sometimes the person who drives you crazy might be exactly who you need, that first impressions can be misleading, and love often appears unexpectedly. Perhaps true luck isn't about winning contests or avoiding misfortune, but finding courage to see people as they truly are, beyond initial judgments and defensive walls. Sometimes happiness begins with a disastrous wedding, food poisoning, and 10 days in paradise with your sworn enemy.